After men read my books or watch the videos of my seminars, many of them comment on one thing. For them, the most helpful insight has to do with discovering how women communicate for different reasons than men do. It really seems sometimes that we're speaking different languages. Women use language just like men do to make points and solve problems. However, they also use talking as a way of discovering what they want to say, and sometimes they talk about their feelings simply to sort things out as a means to eventually feel better. At other times, women feel a need to share and express their feelings simply as a means to get closer, to experience greater intimacy. Men don't instinctively understand these various approaches, because men tend to use language primarily as a way of making points or solving problems. When men talk about problems, they're generally looking for solutions. A man mistakenly assumes that when a woman talks about her feelings and problems, his role as listener is to most efficiently assist her in feeling better by offering her solutions. Like a fireman in an emergency situation, he's impatient to get to the fire and put it out as quickly as possible. When she's upset, he wants to put out the fire of her feelings by giving solutions. Learning to patiently listen, and not just passively listen, is a new skill for men. Yet repeatedly, men report that keeping quiet and resisting the strong tendency to interrupt a woman with solutions has dramatically improved their relationships. Their partners are much happier and appreciative. Lucky is the man who discovers that satisfying a woman's need to communicate and be heard is the most important requirement in making relationships loving and harmonious. When a man is a good listener, a woman can repeatedly find the place in her heart that's capable of loving him and embracing him just the way he is. Les learned to restrain his impulse to respond. He said, "When Gloria talked about her day with the kids, whatever I said was the wrong thing. She'd feel misunderstood, unappreciated, and even attacked. I couldn't figure it out. She was the one who wanted to have more conversation, but every time we talked, we'd end up feeling frustrated. She complained that I didn't listen."